You are Locked On Clemson, your daily podcast on the Clemson Tigers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, Clemson Nation, and welcome into the Locked On Clemson Podcast. I'm your host, Ellis Tolbert. Happy Monday. Yeah, I know it's Monday. The weekend was too short. Super Bowl was kind of disappointing, but hey, we're ready to go. That means another week full of Locked On content for you. Let's get into it. We've got a pretty good show coming up today here at Locked On Clemson. We'll be talking about the pre-spring depth chart for the offense and defense. A lot of people have been asking my opinions and thoughts on that. I'll give those to you today. We'll also talk about the Syracuse win for the Clemson men's basketball team. What a showing for the men's Tigers. I was not expecting that one, but we'll always take a big win over a team like the Syracuse Orange. We got a lot of that coming up today. The show is brought to you by our sponsors at Built Bar. Go to builtbar.com, use the promo code Locked On. You'll get 20% off of your next order. I'm ready to go. Hopefully you're ready to go. Let's get after it. All right, I know you're still sleepy if you're listening to this first thing in the morning, but we're going to get you going, and if you're listening to this later in the day, then you're already good. You got the mojo going. We got a good vibe coming up today. Let's start with the defense. That side of the ball doesn't have as many question marks because of the fact that you're going to be returning 10 starters on that defense. You would be returning 11 starters if not for the transfer portal and Mike Jones Jr. Wish the kid best of luck, but we'll talk about the guys that we do have here, maybe some guys that can come in rotation. We know that Clemson likes to rotate players a lot, so you know, a one to two deep is kind of blended as, you know, the starters at Clemson. So we'll get into that and more right here. In the second segment, we'll do more of the offense. So let's go ahead and get into it. The defensive line for Clemson is going to be really good this season. I'm excited about that the most because now I feel like Clemson's defense is rounded out yet again. We've had issues over the years with having a defensive line that hasn't been as strong as it has been between 2016 and 2018. That's understandable because you had a lot of guys who ended up going in the first round in the NFL off of those defensive lines. So a lot of credit goes to those guys, but also a lot of excitement to these guys this season. Let's go ahead and talk about that defensive line. You're going to start, in my opinion, with the tackles. That's Brian Brzee and Tyler Davis. Those guys are the anchors of this defense, and I think that they're going to do a great job coming back. Brian Brzee was the ACC Rookie of the Year for a reason. Tyler Davis is that stalwart that we absolutely need. We need his presence on the defensive line for it to really move, and I'm excited about having those guys. On the ends, I think this is where we get a little bit of a boost. This makes the defensive line even more strong, in my opinion. I think you're going to have a second-year Miles Murphy starting over on the weak side defensive end. Now, the thing about having a guy like Miles Murphy back for a second season is that his freshman season was lights out. Now, we all expect, in some ways, sophomore slump or whatever, but I think at certain positions, you don't have to deal with that as much because you don't mitigate those issues as one person. So a quarterback, you know, a lot of your play is dependent on yourself. It's kind of hard to really live up to your expectations unless you're Trevor Lawrence or Sam Howell, something like that. But defensive end, you got four other guys, sometimes five other guys that can help you out along the line so it doesn't look as bad on you. But I think Miles Murphy is going to do a really good job. On the other side, you're going to have a ton of guys fighting for a starting position. So I think that now a guy like Miles Murphy has solidified himself as a quality starter for the Clemson defensive line. On the other side, you're still kind of muddling through. You're going to be bringing back a former starter, though, in Justin Foster. So I think Justin Foster is going to get that starting job. Behind these two guys, you're going to have KJ Henry and Xavier Thomas. What can those guys do in their junior years? Actually, no, they're seniors. They're ready to go. We're expecting the most out of these guys. So I think that Clemson defensive line is going to look really good, as well as having some of those young guys coming in, like Peyton Page. His size and demeanor reminds me a lot of Dexter Lawrence mixed with Christian Wilkins. He's going to get into the games really early, especially with Niles Pinckney and Jordan Williams leaving to the transfer portal. I really think this guy's going to get a lot of playing time. And then you got to remember guys like Darnell Jeffries and Ruke Ororo and Net Noza Rubin. There's going to be a lot of guys vying for action. So I really like this defensive line. Let's move out to the second level of the defense now with the linebackers. Jamie Skalski returns. You're going to have Baylen Specter return. But I think that other spot is now open. I think that's going to be a combination combination of Trent Simpson. It's going to be a combination of Keith McGuire. And we're going to have a newcomer coming in Barrett Carter. Barrett Carter can play really any position. Dabo Swinney has already come out and said, hey, we never said he was a linebacker. I think they're going to try to use him in that nickel Sam type position. I think Trent Simpson's going to be more of your traditional pass rush specialist over on that side. I think Baylen Specter is going to remain as the Will linebacker, and you're going to have Jamie Skalski remain as the Mike linebacker. Behind those guys, I can see some guys like Vontae Bentley getting some elevated playing time after what he did last season, and then Kane Patterson's always going to get that Mike spot look. And you're also going to have some other guys coming up and stepping up. Sergio Allen's still there. You're going to have some newcomers, like I said, and guys like Barrett Carter, who I think can play all around this defense. You also have a newcomer that I'm excited about too, Jeremiah Trotter Jr., a guy that once he gets on the field and gets acclimated, maybe puts on a little bit of weight, this guy is going to be a monster for Clemson because he can rotate all of those positions, actually, in my opinion. So I think the starters are going to be Trent Simpson, it's going to be Jamie Skalski, and Baylen Specter on the linebacker front. Moving back into the secondary now, the one that I am looking for the most, jump in progression from last season. That's the guys I want to see get even better because it was largely disappointing out of that group. We're going to have pretty much everybody coming back. Got Darian Kendrick manning, in my opinion, he should be manning the boundary. Over on the field, you're going to have Andrew Booth or Sheridan Jones. I think Andrew Booth kind of separated himself this season, but Sheridan Jones did a great job as well. You're going to have Malcolm Green coming in that nickel spot sometimes. Clemson wants to go in that nickel or Diamond Doom look. You can also have in your safeties, Nolan Turner is coming back. That is going to be a big deal for the Tigers as far as having a guy that can get everybody settled, be in the right position. He's got to play like a fifth-year senior, though. We want to see him play like a fifth-year senior. No more mistakes here and there. No more having your younger guys making any mistakes. We want to see you get that right. And then Landon Zanders will also be available to play your free safety spot. I feel like they're going to switch this season. Last year is more of Nolan Turner playing your free and Zanders playing your strong. I think they're going to flip a little bit this year because I feel like Zanders is probably better up against the line of scrimmage rather than playing in coverage. He didn't really do a great job, in my opinion, coming up, but it is what it is. I really like those guys in the secondary. We're going to have a lot of young guys coming in too. Wiggins is going to really push for a cornerback spot. Like I said, Green is going to also push for one of those cornerback or safety spots because he can play both. He's also probably going to be the first guy off the bench when it comes to the nickel spot. I also really like guy like Makuba coming in and getting some looks. And then you still have some other guys, Mickens, who can step up. Charleston had to come in and play a lot this season. We want to see what happens with those guys. But again, largely, this defense is the same as last year. Let's just hope that they got a lot better and they're getting better coming out through spring. I'm just excited about this. Coming up in just a few seconds, though, we're going to talk more about the offense depth chart. That has a little bit more of question marks in a lot of spots for me. We'll talk about that in just a few seconds. Let me talk about my guys over at betonline.ag. There's only one place that has you covered and one place that we trust when it comes to getting all your lines and spreads for any sport, and that's betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag. Use the promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus on your new account. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. These guys are going to get you in on the action. Don't forget to use the promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. It's Ellis Tolbert here with Locked On Clemson. We're covering everything you need to know about the Clemson Tigers. But what about the rest of sports? Now, the Locked On Podcast Network has you covered there as well with Locked On Today. It's hosted by the great Peter Bukowski, and it's all the sports news you need every morning in under 20 minutes. Subscribe to the Locked On Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We're all in here at Locked On Clemson. Thanks for sticking with us. We're going to talk about the offensive depth chart now for pre-spring. Again, these are my depth charts before spring goes in. We'll see what happens after spring, and then we'll make our official one for the summer and fall coming up later this year. But this offense is going to see some really new faces coming up, and I don't think that this is a bad thing. I think it's great to see some of these guys getting some spots, but we want to see what happens. And again, I think spring is going to be the telling factor factor of who has gotten better, who is ready to go, and who is not. So let's go ahead and get into it. We'll start with the obvious quarterback position. That is going to be manned by Big Cinco himself, DJ Uiagalelei. He is going to be the starting quarterback for the Clemson Tigers going forward. He is the future of the Tigers. And I'm excited about this because I think this kid is ready to go. Again, we saw him in two games as the starter, almost throwing for 1,000 yards in just two games. And then also we saw his running ability in a couple of games too. So I'm excited about this guy. He's going to come in and acclimate himself as a Clemson Tiger quarterback. He's going to have a chance to be a great. He has a chance to go out there and win championships just like the rest of the guys. So I think DJ Uiagalelei for sure is going to be the starting quarterback for the Tigers, barring any kind of crazy revelation from a guy like Tyson Pumachon or Hunter Helms. I really think that DJ Uiagalelei is our guy. That's going to be good because he's going to have a plethora of wide receivers to throw to this season. Of course, last season we had two all ACC guys in Amari Rodgers and Cornell Powell really stepped up. We needed them to because of the fact you're losing Justin Ross, Joseph Ngata, and Frank Ladson for the majority of the season last year. But this season, you're going to have those guys back, hopefully all healthy, ready to go. Clemson's receivers will be in a better position this season than last. So we're excited about that. That's going to be headed off by a guy like Justin Ross. Again, Justin Ross is going to come back, and I'm hoping that he's ready to go. You know, he's been practicing with the team, has not been any contact drills because he has not been cleared to do that, but he's in shape. He's been practicing with this team as if he's been a part of it the entire time. So I'm looking for him to get back on track. Of course, getting hit is a lot different than just running routes. So it's going to take a little time through spring and fall to get through that, but I think he'll be ready. The next guy is Joseph Ngata. Again, one of those guys that can be a great for Clemson if he's healthy. And I think he will be. I think this is one of those situations where the guy will come in and realize what he missed out last year, get those reps up, and will be a monster for the Tigers. You also have Frank Ladson, another guy who's going to step up and be expected to be that third guy ready to go. But a lot of these guys play some of the same positions. So let's talk about it throughout the position. Playing that nine man, in my opinion, is going to be Justin Ross. Playing the five man is probably going to be Joseph Ngata. But playing the two is where things get a little different. You know, we're looking at that slot guy. Who is that going to be for the Tigers going forward? I'm expecting maybe Brendan Spector to step up in that spot and actually get a starting spot. If not, we're going to have some other guys get out there and have a chance too. Remember, you have a guy like Troy Stellato coming in the fall. Of course, he's not there in spring, so I cannot count him in this one. But Will Shipley, a running back, can actually play that slot position too. So I'll be interested in seeing where he ends up in this depth chart going forward in the spring and for the fall, because he can be he's a Swiss Army knife. So I'm excited to see that guy. But I think it's going to be Brendan Spector, combination of Justin Ross, Brendan Spector, and Joseph Ngata. After those guys, you'll have EJ Williams, you'll have Frank Ladson, and I think the next guy that you'll see up might be Bo Collins. I think Bo Collins has a chance to really come out there and shine in his freshman season. He's already there on campus. Big body, already has rapport with DJ from playing with him in high school back in California. I think those guys will round out the wide receiver spot. And Clemson, again, will have a lot of guys to work with going forward. For the tight end position, I think this one's going to stay status quo. I think it's a combination of Braden Galloway and Davis Allen. Those guys could be listed as or. Depends on what Clemson does. If they come out in 11 personnel, probably going to see a guy like Braden Galloway first, and then Davis Allen coming out second. But I think Davis Allen is a better receiving target than we thought. I'm excited about him. He has a great body. But then you also have these young guys coming out. Sage Ennis is going to be coming back after a redshirt season, ready to go. And then you'll have Jake Brenningstuhl, a guy who I'm already excited about. True freshman coming in. He's that Travis Kelce type guy. I'm just excited about having a receiving threat at tight end again, like a legitimate one. So we'll see what happens there. But again, that tight end spot is going to be pretty locked up. For the running back positions, this one's kind of status quo as well. I don't think you'll see a lot of different moves here. Lynn J. Dixon is going to be the starter for Clemson going forward. Unless someone comes in and just shows that they are much better than him, I think Lynn J. Dixon will be the guy. When Lynn J. Dixon is healthy, he has great burst, great feet. He's got great balance as well. He can run. I'm excited about him when he's healthy. When he's got his head screwed on right, the guy is a monster for us, and he will be a good running back. Behind him, I think it'll be a combination of a guy like Ches Malusi and then also Kobe Pace. I think Michael Dukes might go down a little bit in the depth chart because you're going to be bringing in guys like Phil Maffa, who I think is going to be much better than people think. And I also think Will Shipley's going to get out there because you're going to have to put him out there. He's that good. He can play pretty much any position. Like I said, I wouldn't be surprised if you don't see some packages where you have 21 personnel or 22, but but it's a modified look because you've got two running backs on the field, but one's playing kind of like as a receiver. So, I would not be surprised seeing that, especially with a guy like Will Shipley. That's going to be what Tony Elliott's looked at. Now, how do you do this with a guy that could be that versatile for your offense? We haven't had somebody like that. Travis Etienne was the best running back in Clemson history, but he was, he got better as a receiver, but he still wasn't a receiver. He didn't run routes like a receiver. This Will Shipley kid can. So I'm looking forward to see what he can do out of that spot. And now, these guys are coached by CJ Spiller. So it's going to be up to him to figure out who goes out there first. I'm just super excited about it. The one thing that I'm kind of iffy about is this offensive line. And we'll talk about that now. So the center spot, I think, is going to be the one that's most up for grabs. I think Hunter Rayburn has the first crack at it. You'll see somebody like Mason Trotter get out there as well. But I'm seriously thinking that true freshman Ryan Linthicum could actually end up being the starter for Clemson by fall. He is that good. He is that big kid, that good presence. He's very smart, very strong too, bigger than we have had a lot of freshman centers come in. I think he could really push for that starting spot. If not, I think he's going to be Hunter Rayburn. I don't think that Mason Trotter is going to get the starting center spot because he is the bounce around guy. He's the guy that could play at every position if you need him to. And I think Clemson will need him to going forward. Going into the guard spots, those are largely locked up as well. I think Will Putnam on the right side and Matt Bockhorst on the left side, those guys are going to start for Clemson without a doubt. Behind those, though, you have Marcus Tate, you have Dietrich Pennington coming in now, who are big bodies that can play. But then you also have Paul Teo, Brent Tucker, those guys can play in that spot as well as Mason Trotter. This guy literally you'll hear his name a lot because he can play really anywhere. He is that versatile for Clemson. And what a pickup, too, was a gray shirt for the Tigers. Wasn't even a guy that they were super heavily recruiting. So that's awesome. You really got the most bang for your buck in that one. And then I guess that's probably not the best quote to say when it comes to recruiting. Either way, you know what I meant there. For the tackle spots, this is one that I have kind of problems trying to figure out because I don't know what Clemson's going to do there. I don't know what they value more. So on one hand, you have Jordan McFadden, who was the right tackle last season, probably the best, most consistent offensive lineman for the Tigers last season. I don't know if he stays at right tackle. Maybe they move him over to left tackle to take over for Jackson Carman, who is now left for the NFL. Or they keep him there and just bring in Walker Parks as a left tackle. If Walker Parks gets that left tackle spot, I will be super impressed because one, the kid is very good, but two, left tackle, we know how important it is when you have a right-handed quarterback. He is your anchor guy. You have to have a really good left tackle spot. Let's talk about the guys before Jackson Carman, before him, Mitchell Hyatt. You have to have some really good left tackles. So I'm excited about how they can work this out. We'll see what happens. But again, the offense has more question marks. I imagine this one will shuffle a lot more in my brain and probably in Dabo Swinney's brain as the season progresses. But these are the guys that I think will be starting now. Coming up in just a few seconds, though, we'll talk a little bit about the Syracuse game for the Clemson Tigers. Dominant performance for the men's basketball team. We'll talk about that more coming up. Before I do that, though, let me tell you about my guys over at Built Bar. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever. Seriously, you can put it up against any candy bar, any other protein bar. It's going to beat it every single time. They've got 18 amazing flavors, including nut and non-nut flavors. They've got 6 new ones: caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, and apple almond crisp. These things are delicious to go along with their 12 original flavors. These bars are covered in 100% chocolate, and they are soft and easy to chew. Best thing about it, though, as well as the flavor, they're healthy for you. Built Bar is great for the health-conscious guy or gal that I know that you are. They're going to help you lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. They're low-calorie, low-sugar, high-protein, and high-fiber. Great for the keto diet. It's going to get you right all day. You'll be full, you'll feel great, and everything. So while you have a chance, go and take this offer. While you get your first purchase, they're going to give you a free cooler while supplies last. You don't want to miss that out, as well as getting these delicious bars. So go to BuiltBar.com, use promo code Locked On, you'll get 20% off of your next order. Use promo code Locked On for 20% off of your next order at BuiltBar.com. Go get some. Coming up Thursday on Locked On Clemson, we're going to be doing another mailbag segment. We're going to be talking about things that you want to talk about, answering your questions here at Locked On Clemson. I know you guys have a lot of them. There's a lot of stuff going on, and I'm here to try to answer them the best of the ability. So go ahead and stick in, get ready to get tuned in for that Thursday Locked On mailbag. Let's go. All right, final segment of the Locked On Clemson podcast is here. Thanks for sticking with us. The Tigers absolutely blew out the Syracuse Orange. I mean, Boeheim was about to have a panic attack. The players were just looking like they were lost. Clemson was really in control this entire game, winning against the Syracuse Orange 78-61 in Little John on Saturday afternoon. Wow, this is the kind of response that we needed from the Tigers. I'm talking about this is the first time that I've seen the Tigers break 75 this season. One of the best shooting games that we've seen all season. This is the kind of play that we need out of the Tigers if they're really going to make some presence in not only the ACC, but the NCAA tournament. And right now, they're on pace to do that. I know they did have that terrible skid, losing four games that were pretty much all blowouts, with a win against Louisville tucked in the middle there. Very strange, but again, this team is stepping up the way we need them to. Amir Sims, Nick Honor were just playing lights out in this one. Sims had a double-double. I think he had like 18 points, 11 rebounds. What? Nick Honor was out there shooting threes from everywhere, draining them. And remember, he's one of those guys that Brad Brownell softly called out against Duke, was talking about how just not a very good shooting night or in general last few games. But now these guys are really, really hot. Again, the Tigers shooting 43% in this game from three-pointers. What? We won the rebound matchup 42-25. Bench points had 34 to just 3 for Syracuse. They really went out there and did a great job handling this Boeheim zone. It was like they had no shot at stopping Clemson in this one. Defensively, Clemson came out and did what they did. We know how they are defensively, but offensively is what I'm just so impressed with. The Tigers are playing the way we thought they could. Brad Brownell's post-game quotes, opening statement, quote, as of late, making shots early has helped our team stay energized defensively. The first half was one of the best halves of the season for us so far. Our defense was outstanding, and our guys continued to do a good job on the defense in the second half. We never let our lead slip to single digits. So that's what I'm talking about. When you have a team playing complementary basketball, the same for football. If you have complementary offense and defense, you're probably going to win the game, especially if you're shooting the way Clemson was shooting in this game. You know, I'm excited about these guys really getting out there. Omax played a great game as well. He was super confident in this game. PJ played well. Dawes had some great games lately. Bear has played some really good basketball as of late. I'm just excited about this Clemson team. They have a lot of stuff going on, though, and this is a pivotal game because they're going to be playing Georgia Tech next. Georgia Tech is one of those games that blew them out earlier in the season. In that little skid from the COVID postponements, they got blown out by Georgia Tech. How are they going to play in this game? Are they going to come out with the same confidence that they played in the last few games, or are they going to go out and just get back on a skid again? I'm excited to see where they are, what they can do, but this team is going to have to step up. They're absolutely going to have to play like their NCAA bid is banking on it. And right now it is. You know, they're not a shoe-in for the tournament. They absolutely have to keep winning. But as long as they're playing defense like this and their offense can show up, I mean, shooting three-pointers like they did in this game, man, they could beat a lot of teams. And they've already beaten North Carolina. They've already beaten Louisville. They've beaten Florida State. It's kind of hard to beat Duke in Cameron Indoor, but it is what it is. Not a lot of teams beat Duke in Cameron Indoor. If this team can stay consistent, they absolutely have a chance to go deep into the tournament. Sky's the limit, but Brad Brownell has to keep them mentally focused as well, keeping their legs and their toughness and their attitude about them. When Clemson plays with a swagger, this basketball team is a quality basketball team. When they come out and they're just kind of tentative, guys are just kind of running around trying to figure out everything, you know, that's not a good recipe for success. But I think that they've got a good shot in doing really well this season. I'm excited to see what happens. Again, the Tigers will be taking on Georgia Tech on Friday at 8 o'clock. That's on ACC Network for any of those that want to watch it. If you're going in person, have fun, but be careful. With that said, we've come to the end of today's episode. Thanks for sticking with us here at Locked On Clemson. Follow me over on Twitter at at Ellis Tolbert. That's ELLISTOLBERT for more conversation. I'd love to have you. Make sure you let me know that you're coming over from the podcast. I want to get to know all the people that are listening here at Locked On Clemson. And please be sure to subscribe to the Locked On Clemson podcast. You can find that wherever you get your podcast for free. That way you can get the episodes as they drop, when they drop. You don't want to miss a single one. We're going to keep you up to date with all things Clemson athletics. As always, it's great to be a Clemson Tiger. I'll catch you tomorrow right here on Locked On Clemson.